Saw News Time is 7:39, triple team traffic. And how's the commute look this morning, Andy?
This morning it's okay. We've got our usual Friday morning delay as we hit the peak of the commute with some stop and go I-15 near Bangor and Draper and 106 South Sandy. We do have a little bit of slowing coming into downtown Salt Lake City. A small grass fire started next to the freeway at the beginning of the 6 South exit into downtown Salt Lake City. So we've got a couple highway patrol and a fire engine on the scene, and people are slowing down as they come around that curve towards 6 South. Jared Auger?
Good speeds on I-15 in all of Utah County. Side streets fairly quiet. But hey, if you're out on Redwood Road, SR-68, south of Saratoga Springs, on your way to Mesita, we're seeing red on the KSL traffic sensor boards. Text us legally and safely, 57500, if you know what's going on there, Holly.
We are down to one lane on southbound I-15, passing by Willard Bay Reservoir due to road work. So there's some slow traffic through there, mostly due to the semis going slow. The rest of I-15 southbound looks good, Willard to Woods Cross, and Legacy Parkway is running smoothly. Discover how easy and affordable solar power can be. RX Solar, Utah's largest solar company, offers special zero down, no interest, and no payments for 12 months. Solar, it just makes sense. RxSolar.com. Holly Bear Clough in the KSL Traffic Center.